you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Brand new week of Drive Time Sports here on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. And we've got to talk some high school sports for this particular segment before we dive in to the college football talk. Carbon High School girls basketball started off the season with a statement. They absolutely pulverized Union 68-41 in the season opener. That was this past Tuesday. And now with the season off and rolling, the team will pause for a couple of days. They'll return to the court this Thursday as they travel to the Shannon Johnson Classic. This will be at Uinta High School. They'll meet Union again on Thursday, and they'll also play Orem High School Thursday night. So a lot of basketball action coming up. To talk a bit about that, we have head coach Ted Bianco with the Lady Nidos basketball squad. Coach, it's great to get you back on and start talking girls basketball again. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. Let's start by talking about your guys' season opening win. You knock off Union 68-41. Things started a little slow, but by the second quarter, I mean, you guys outscored them by an average of 7-8 points per quarter. Seemed like things really picked up for you guys once you got past that initial 8 minutes.
Well, that's the first minutes. Yeah, we had up points going into the second quarter. We just missed a lot of easy baskets and just were rushing some things. It was first game jitters, and to the girls' credit, they hung in there. They kept taking those shots, and they did the things that they needed to keep their lead and for the game.
As far as Union goes, Coach, how comparable are they to State Tournament 3A squad? I know that's got to be so early to kind of determine if a team, you know, is a tournament team or not. But, I mean, you've been around the 3A classification for a very long time. How did you peg that talent that you saw on the opposing side of the bench?
Well, they're very young. I don't believe they have any seniors on their team, so they're very young in that respect. However, they play extremely hard. And they work their tails off, and by the end of the season, they could be a team that finishes third or fourth in their region. Actually, they hosted a game last year. They took second in their region. They were in first place for quite a long time. They ended up taking second and had to host Pine View and ended up losing. So, with basically a lot of the same girls back. So, they do have some experience there. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they were one of the top 16 3A teams in the state.
If we look at the production on your guys' side, Lindsay Blank finishes with 19 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, knocks down a couple of shots from beyond the arc. This is Lindsay's team, right? I mean, is that fair to say? I mean, this is a kid that you've had, that you've developed now over the last few years. Do you expect her to just dominate and take over games like this?
Well, she's a 3-year starter, and she has a whole lot of experience. So I would expect that she's going to use that experience to help her teammates out and help lead her team to where we want to be at the end of the year. I thought she did an excellent job of that on Tuesday night. And, it is basically her role, as well as some of the other girls that got to start last year and then the experience that they had. It's their role to help these younger players along and help the girls along that maybe didn't get as much playing time last year at the varsity level. So it's going to be a team effort, but Lindsay is by far has the most experience because of what she's been able to do for us for the last 3 years. But there's a lot of other girls too, like Tana Passarella and Shandell Nichols that started almost every game for us last year, and they're going to bring a lot of knowledge and experience to the table for us. So it's going to be a fun year for these girls.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ted Bianco with the Carbon Lady Dino basketball squad. Coach, you guys, you used a wide variety of players in this game. How deep do you feel comfortable rolling with this unit?
Well, the other night, we went about 10 or 11 deep, and I think night in, night out, we can do that. We didn't have Kelsey Sorensen with us because she was homesick with the flu. And so that was a player that we missed quite a bit, and she brings a lot to the table for us also. And I feel like we can go 10, 11, maybe even 12 deep if we need to. What that does for us is that gives us an advantage to come out and wear teams down. If you have a good bench, you can wear a team out. And if you don't have a good bench, they can wear you out. So it's nice to have fresh legs in there when we need them. And like I said, a lot of the girls that came in off the bench for us, I believe our bench outscored our starting five for the game, and that's, to me, that's not a bad thing. I think you've got to have some firepower off the bench, because if you don't, you're in for a long night.
You guys definitely have an opportunity to become a cohesive group. You got a lot of basketball games in a very short period amount of time here over the next 9 days, Coach.
Well, we're going to a tournament up in Uinta this weekend. We got 4 games in 3 days with our varsity group, and we're going to need all of those bodies in order to get through those 3 days. So it's going to be good for us to see how we play against a lot of these schools. 3 of the 4 teams that we're playing up there are 4A or 5A teams, and so it's going to be a good opportunity for our kids to see some different talent and some different levels of play. Our goal with this is to take it one game at a time and compete and get better. Regardless of what the outcome of the game is, it's our kids' job to understand why they're there, and they're there to play as a team, to get better as a team, and to move forward throughout the season. And that's a big thing that I'm looking forward this weekend and next weekend when we go to Fruta, is to see how our kids respond to some adversity, see how our kids respond to success, and see how they work together.
You guys definitely have a non-league schedule in general, Coach. You got to go to Uinta. You'll get to see Uinta twice, I believe, right? Once you get past the tournament this weekend, then you get West. You got Juan Diego, Park City. I mean, you guys have a very challenging non-region schedule this season.
Absolutely, and our preseason schedule last year was very similar to this year. And it's I don't know that you prepare yourself for the state tournament very well by always scheduling teams that you know you're going to come out and thump, you know. And it was nice to go on the road last Tuesday night and have the success that we did. I'm sure Friday night our first game is against Union again, and so we've got to step up to the plate against them for the second game in a row. And I'm sure they're going to make some adjustments, and we have to respond to those adjustments in a positive way. So nothing for us this season is going to come easy. We're going to have to earn everything we get. Like you said before, we have a very athletic group of young ladies that have had a lot of success in their careers, both on the basketball court, and most all of them play softball, and they've been very successful in softball. They're just a group that knows how to win and wants to win. So it's a group, too, that they work extremely hard when things get going, when things aren't going as well. And I noticed that Tuesday night there was a stretch of the ball game where we weren't rebounding very well and we weren't scoring, and some girls picked it up on the defensive end, got a couple of steals, and got us rolling again. So it's just, like I said, it's a fun group of kids. They know each other well, and hopefully we can use that experience to our advantage.
How do you see Region 12 shaping up this year?
Well, if you read the newspapers, I believe Richfield's picked to win it. And they have a very good team coming back. They're all juniors, I believe. They have some very good guards. If you remember last year, they had the one guard that lit us up here at our place and ended up beating us on our home court, and then we went back to their place and took advantage and won that game. They're going to be a very good competitive team for us. GRAB, they got the big Robbins girl back. She's about 6'2", 6'3". She can shoot from outside. She can take you inside. She's a girl that we have to be aware of. The key for us with them is to be able to come out and attack their guards. North San Pete, they were a bit inexperienced last year. I'm expecting them to be better with some of the athletes they have coming back. And Canyonview, I know they lost their opening game, but they should be improved this year from where they were last year also.
Last question before I let you go, Coach. Of course, you are the athletic director at Curbon High School. We just recently saw the first release of the newly realigned regions, the first considerations. Your take on that and where Curbon is placed, if there are any surprises for you.
I don't know that I'm surprised by it. We got the numbers to be in 3A. I'm sure we're going to stay there. I also believe that as we move throughout this process that I have no idea what region we're going to be in, but it's going to be interesting. I don't know why we need 6 classifications in the state of Utah. I think what we have right now is working well, but I know that there was some push for that. I think football is the main driver of that, and football is a different. It's a totally different sport. You got to look at it differently than any other sport, and I don't know that we're doing that the way we should be. But you know what? We'll play wherever they put us, and it'll be a good competitive opportunity for us to hopefully continue to be you know, a leader in 3A. We're obviously going to be one of the bigger schools in 3A if you look at the numbers. And hopefully that works out to our benefit as the years go on. Hopefully we get more kids participating in some of our sports like football that we really need a lot of our best athletes out for. And I would encourage every parent and kid that's thinking about playing football to do it. It's a great opportunity to play a sport that teaches young men how to compete. Our basketball program, I think, is going to benefit from this, and I think our other sports are going to do well. So regardless of what region we're in, or even if they move us to 4A, I have no idea what's going to happen with that. I doubt you'll see us go to 4A. I know we were on that top line, but I doubt you'll see us go to 4A. I really do believe that we'll stay in 3A. It's just a matter of what region they put us in.
Well, Coach, it's great to get you back on the air and start talking girls basketball. I really do appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend as you guys travel to Uinta, and hopefully we can catch up again with you next week.
I appreciate it, Jordan, and thank you. And hopefully everyone had a great Thanksgiving, and looking forward to maybe getting revved up with basketball here in the next few weeks.
Definitely. Best time of the year, Coach. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach Ted Bianco with the Corbin Lady Dino basketball squad taking out the time for us here on this Monday edition of the show. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to dedicate the next two segments to college football right here on Drive Time Sports.